You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. Top purchaser of electoral bonds Future Gaming and Hotel Services donated 509 crore rupees to Tamil Nadu's ruling party DMK through the now scrapped payment mode, the Election Commission's data showed on Sunday. The donations given by Future Gaming, whose owner, Lottery King, Santiago Martin, has been under the Enforcement Directorate's scanner, accounted for more than 77% of the total receipts from electoral bonds of 656.5 crore rupees disclosed by the DMK. The latest dataset released by the EC included scan copies of the disclosures made by the political parties, running into hundreds of pages. At least 10 people were rescued after an under-construction building collapsed here late on Sunday night, officials said. The five-story building collapsed in Hajari Mola Bagan in the Garden Reach area around midnight. A search operation is underway to find survivors who may be trapped under the rubble, the officials said on Monday. Kolkata Police Commissioner Vineet Goyal visited the spot and took stock of the rescue operation. An under-construction building collapsed in the Garden Reach area late on Sunday night. President Vladimir Putin won a record post-Soviet landslide in Russia's election on Sunday, cementing his already tight grip on power in a victory he said showed Moscow had been right to stand up to the West and send its troops into Ukraine. Putin, a former KGB lieutenant colonel who first rose to power in 1999, made it clear that the result should send a message to the West that its leaders will have to reckon with an emboldened Russia, whether in war or in peace, for many more years to come. The outcome means Putin, 71, is set to embark on a new six-year term that will see him overtake Joseph Stalin and become Russia's longest-serving leader for more than 200 years if he completes it. Aggressive knocks from Elias Perry and Sophie Devine buoyed Royal Challengers Bangalore at the right moment to seal an 8-wicket Women's Premier League final win Sunday after a Delhi Capitals batting collapse. Bangalore triumphed 115-2 with 3 balls to spare in their chase of 113 all out, with Delhi surrendering the fight at their home ground after their 64-run opening partnership was broken. Australia's Parry top scored for Bangalore with 35 not out, surpassing New Zealander Devine, whose 32 included 5 fours and a 6 in the 27 balls she faced. David Seidler, the Oscar-winning screenwriter of The King's Speech, died Saturday while on a fly fishing expedition in New Zealand. He was 86, reported Variety. David was in the place he loved most in the world, New Zealand, doing what gave him the greatest peace, which was fly fishing, his longtime manager Jeff Agassi said in a statement. If given the chance, it is exactly as he would have scripted it. You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast, or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.